This is the Civic Roundup for August 9th, 2023, with Mark West reporting on the August 4th meeting of the Mountain Community Capital Fund. A BIPOC and woman-owned startup in the recreational retail sector, based in Asheville, is seeking a loan of $65,688 for startup costs, including inventory, equipment, and working capital, from the Mountain Community Capital Fund, a loan guarantee fund for small business loans available to entrepreneurs in Asheville and Buncombe County. The Mountain Community Capital Fund is a collaboration between Carolina Small Business Development Fund, Mountain BizWorks, Self-Help Credit Union, the City of Asheville, and Buncombe County. The Mountain Community Capital Fund Operating Committee is sponsored by the City, Buncombe County, Self-Help Ventures Fund, Carolina Small Business, and Mountain BizWorks. The Operating Committee, which is comprised of 2 members of city staff appointed by the City of Asheville, 2 members of county staff appointed by Buncombe County, 2 community stakeholders appointed by the City of Asheville, and 2 community stakeholders appointed by Buncombe County, as well as representatives of participating lenders, considered the application of the startup at its meeting on August 4th. The members of the committee discussed the business's financial projections, credit score, and the risks associated with lending to such a startup. They also considered the business's potential to secure the loan with personal guaranteed property and the business owner's household income. The Mountain Community Capital Fund's guidelines for lending to startups were also discussed, along with the possibility of adjusting those guidelines. The business has a uniform commercial code filing on all business assets, valued at $55,400. However, the liquidation value, assuming a 75% discount, is $13,850, rendering the loan essentially unsecured. The business owner has an excellent credit score and repayment history, with no collections or bankruptcies reported. The owner has invested a little over $20,000 into the project, which is about 30% of the total project cost. The lender has provided 5 hours of technical assistance to the business owner, specifically around financial projections and market research. The business owner will continue to work with a coach post-closing, particularly in establishing bookkeeping protocols. The lender is seeking an 85% guarantee on the loan, which amounts to about $55,834. The financial projections for the business show that the business would not be able to repay the loan on its own with sales in the first year. However, the negative debt service will be covered by some of the working capital that will be funded. The business owner has a lot of flexibility around expenses and taking out her own owner's draw. The projections for 2024 show a better financial position for the business, with the business up and operating. Different aspects of making the loan were discussed by Yasalyn Gonzalez, with comments by D. William.
All right, so this request is for a recreation retail type of business. It is 100% woman-owned. It is a BIPOC-owned business as well, located in the city of Asheville. The business is a startup, so it's organized on 5/11/2023. I'll get to some of the financials here below. The loan amount requested is $65,688. The funding will be used essentially to start up, which includes inventory, equipment, and working capital. We will have a UCC on all business assets. The value of the assets is projected at $55,400. However, we're assuming a 75% discount at a liquidation, so that comes up to a liquidation value of $13,850 if assumed. Essentially, the loan is unsecured here. We have very minimal collateral. The rate is 5% fixed, and we have 3 months of interest only, so 81 months total. So the loan term is 84 months. And the monthly payment coming up to be $957. We have excellent credit score, excellent repayment history. There have never been any collections or bankruptcies reported. Client has invested a little over $20,000. We typically don't see this type of injection into a project, but she positioned herself in a financial state to be able to inject $20,000 into this project. And so roughly about 30% of the total project cost. With this specific job, the business, one full-time job will be created. Essentially, in the next couple of years, once the business is up and running, she will be bringing on additional employees. The lender that worked with this specific client provided 5 hours of TA, specifically around financial projections and market research. And she will continue to work with a coach post-closing and will be establishing bookkeeping protocols as well. We'll be seeking an 85% guarantee on this request on this loan, which is about $55,834. And a couple comments here. So the client has invested her own funds, time, energy into this project. She has extensive experience in the industry, has really been connecting with other businesses, complementary businesses, in order to support hers. And yeah, I think that's as much as I can say with this one there. So back to some of the numbers here. So these are projected numbers. We don't have, because it is a startup, there's no historical data. So for 2023, the remaining of 2023, we're projecting a revenue of $86,245. You can see her cost of goods sold there. Because she is mostly retail, you're going to have some COGS there. You can see at the bottom, the debt service is clearly not enough to cover. This is a true cash flow model. So clearly you can see that the debt service is not there. The business would not be able to repay the loan on its own, essentially, just with the sales with this year, which is, you know, something that we do see. That negative debt service will be covered by some of the working capital that we will be funding. So also you can see there is owner compensation of $23,000. She has a lot of flexibility around that. But we went ahead and added in there because that was what she's currently making at her full-time job. But she, as she said, she's very flexible as far as expenses go and taking out her own owner draw. And then in 2024, of course, it looks much better. This is a 6-month model versus a 12-month model. So you can see the difference there. Now, the 2024 numbers are projecting that, you know, her expenses are going to be, her revenue is going to be up and she's going to be up and operating. So essentially giving her 6 months this year to really be able to be in a good financial position and market her business out there. So with that being said, I will ask if there's any questions. Yes, Dee. You're muted.
Thank you, Desline. Oh. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
This is a Schedule C business, is that right? Sole proprietorship, owner's drawing account?
It is a sole proprietorship, yes.
Okay. The next question is BIPOC. Is this a woman-owned business or is it? Okay, thank you. Very good. The other thing is these projected salaries. Is this something that's still projected? There's no 940 or 941 has been done. It's a startup, correct?
It's a startup, yes.
Okay. And the other, one of the other questions is about the margin. It looks like there's a 50% margin. Is that pretty accurate?
Type of business, yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then you mentioned that it was 6 months worth of cash flows. Is that as far as the projections go, is that right? 6 months or 12 months for the 200, I think it like 285, 288. Is it 6 months into 2024 or is it end of 12 months, 2024?
End of 12 months.
Okay. All right. And the net working capital, is that capital been exhausted that she expended at 20,000 or is that capital in the bank waiting to, is that cash flow that's in reserve?
The 20,000 has been, half of it has been invested. Some of it has already been invested and some of it is available for operations. Yes.
Okay. And how much experience does this person have? That's my last question in this field, in this retail.
How much experience? Essentially her entire life.
Okay. And this fixed establishment, this is not a virtual location, correct? Or
it's
online?
Not.
All right. Thank you so
it's
much.
A retail location. Yep.
Thank you, Mike.
The committee also discussed the possibility of adding new lenders to the Mountain Community Capital Fund. Three potential lenders were identified: Partner Capital, Thread Capital, and Abundance Capital. The members discussed the need to review the operating agreement of the Mountain Community Capital Fund and consider adjusting the thresholds for lending. Partner Capital is a mission-focused community development financial institution already making loans in Buncombe County. It is interested in expanding its partnership with the Mountain Community Capital Fund. Thread Capital is expanding into Western North Carolina, having recently received funding from Dogwood to make more loans in Buncombe County. Abundance Capital is a very mission-focused, non-traditional CDFI that is seeking to move into Western North Carolina, in particular, into Buncombe County. The members agreed to keep the discussion about adding new lenders on the agenda for future meetings and to continue pursuing the potential partnerships. They also agreed to discuss the thresholds for lending at the next meeting. As Frank McGowan mentioned, the city had asked the funds for a review of their marketing plan. McGowan commented on these plans, with Nikki Reed making comments.
Gotcha, Kim, and I'll be quick. There was a memo sent out along with the materials last week. I'm going to put that on screen if I haven't lost it. There it is. In 1 second. So there had been a request from this committee to provide an update and talk about what marketing is being done for the Mountain Community Capital Fund. City of Asheville staff met with county staff this past month on July 12th and outlined in our operating agreement are some of the obligations of the city to market the fund. And certainly there's room for improvement there. We identified the compiling a list of potential borrowers, developing a list of borrower referral sources, preparing brochures, so on and so forth. It's listed here in the document. The shorthand here is the city and the county jointly are going to work together to do some marketing promotion and awareness. We're working on collateral materials. Tim, if you haven't gotten the request, on next Wednesday, we're actually going to be on WRES at noon. And if you would like to speak about the MCCF, we'd love to have you. But we're basically ramping up that marketing. It's, as I've said to folks, there's certainly room for improvement, and it's, you know, one of the best kept secrets in the city. So, you know, this question of why are we not getting more loans? You know, if it's an issue of awareness, we certainly have a plan now to increase that awareness. So the city and county are working cooperatively. Any questions?
That's great.
I'll just say quickly, you know, I think this is great timing because I understand that there's a lot of work being done on reparations right now. Excited to hear those recommendations, but also excited to use that opportunity to really promote this program in any way that we can. Also knowing that the city's disparity study is coming to fruition in the next several weeks. Again, hoping to really sync up this timing with those two efforts. So while I may hit some media opportunities with at least the disparity study for sure, it'll be great to just take those opportunities to promote this program. So looking to connect those dots for sure.
The meeting concluded with a review of the quarterly report, which includes the number of new loans made, the total loan count, the demographics of the borrowers. As of June 30, the fund has made 48 loans totaling over $1.7 million. 5 new loans were made this quarter. The outstanding loan balance is $1.5 million, and the outstanding guarantee is $1.2 million. The guarantee amount available to be used is around $1.7 million. The report also provides demographic information on the loans made, with 45 loans made to Black and Brown-owned businesses, 7 loans to Latino or Hispanic-owned businesses, and 38 loans to women-owned businesses. Yaselin Gonzalez spoke about the quarterly report, with comments by Love and Reed.
And I know we are a little tight on time, so I'll kind of try to speak quickly and answer all the questions so we will have. All right, so this report is as of 6:30 for second quarter. So new loans this quarter, 5 of them have been made. I believe we brought 2 of them to the committee for approval. The remaining were under 50. So total loan count is 48. You may see a little bit of a discrepancy between this report and the last one. There were some updates done to our CRM reporting Salesforce. And we noticed that some of them, while that update was going on, some of those loans were not being reported accurately. So I do want to point that out. So if you do go back to the quarterly report, there is a discrepancy there, but this is accurate as of 6:30. So, all right. So 48 loans total, 1.7 over the life of the fund dollars lent, new dollars lent is 1.6. So there's a difference there between some of the refinance loans, and keep in mind, of course, some of those refinances were already within MCCF. So total guarantee used at origination were at 1.5. So 5 of those loans of the 48 have either one been fully paid off or have been a refinance. So that's with the, and right now we've had 2 of those that have been fully paid off, fully satisfied. With no refinance. So outstanding loan balance is 1.5. So unpaid principal balance there. The guarantee outstanding is 1.2. So the guarantee amount that is available to be used is around 1.7. So it's the 1.7 is the difference between the 1.2 and the 3 million there. As you can see, the delinquent loans is still at the same 2. We have not been able to fully charge that off yet. Still in the process. It's just something that's, you know, taking a little bit of time there. We've got no charge-offs this quarter. As you can see, we've got the one success story there. And then these are the demographics, D, that we were talking about. So 45 of those loans have been to Black and Brown owned businesses. Do keep in mind the demographics do overlap. So 97% of the loans have been to Black and Brown owned businesses. 7 loans to Latino or Hispanic owned businesses, and 12%, which is 12%. And then 38% of those loans have been to women owned businesses. And you can see the number of jobs created and or retained, which is 144 over the overall with the 48 loans that have been made. So with that, any questions? Yes, Dee.
Thank you. Could you send a copy of that to us by email when you get an opportunity of this report?
Yes, Lena. I'll resend to the group. That way we're all
okay.
I didn't get it. I'm checking. Yeah, please. Thank you.
The loans have created or retained 144 jobs. The committee discussed adding more information to the report, such as tracking the sectors of the loans and projecting the amount of balance paid off month by month. This has been the Civic Roundup for August 9th, 2023. Our theme music is by SP.